This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
So you're telling me that the AI that's meant to make everyone's job easier to manage just adds more to manage on top of the thousands of apps the IT department already manages? Funny how that works. Any business can add AI. IBM helps you scale and manage AI to change how you do business. Let's create smarter business. IBM.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant is synonymous with keeping a forest healthy. And we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
Every generation, every sacrifice, our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Then the space hamster flew his hot air balloon all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Where did that story come from? Book? Dream? Nope, it came from a conversation. Meet Miko Mini Plus, the AI companion that co-creates personalized story adventures with your child in real time.
What color was the hamster's cape? And what did he pack for lunch?
Unlock your child's imagination. Discover Miko Mini Plus and the magic of AI, exclusively at Costco.
This is Kate Max from Post Run High with Kate Max. Degree Advanced, the world's number one antiperspirant, provides up to 72 hours of protection against sweat and odor that comes with life. Degree is the wake-up, workout antiperspirant, the dashing, darting, carpool honking, get the kids off to school antiperspirant, the work from home and do the laundry, grocery shop on your lunch hour, never take a break antiperspirant. So do what you need to do, work how you need to work. Sweat moves you forward. Degree is here to make sure it doesn't hold you back. Degree, here for sweat.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And we tell stories about everything here on the show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. Up next, a story on a unique protest that happened in 1961 in McDonald County, Missouri. A little slice of heaven right in the Ozarks. Here's our own Monty Montgomery with a story.
On April 12, 1861, a crisis was brewing in Charleston, South Carolina, as Fort Sumter began to be shelled by Confederate forces, kicking off the Civil War. 100 years later to the day, another crisis was about to reach fever pitch in the state of Missouri as a state senator prepared to introduce a controversial piece of legislation. Here's Dwight Pogue with more.
At the State House in Jefferson City, Missouri, on April 12, 1961, State Senator Lee Aaron Batchelor introduced a legal document for a resolution to form a 51st state that would consist of McDonald County, Missouri, and the adjoining counties of Benton County, Arkansas, and Delaware County, Oklahoma. Batchelor stated, "I subscribe fully to and am a pioneer in the world of new frontiers. Missouri is my native state and McDonald County my place of birth, and in this controversy I must go with her. I cannot reroute my affection."
But what controversy could possibly cause a piece of a state to want to secede? We have to take a step back a few days to find out.
In April of 1961, I was 16 years old, working after school with my brother and sister in our family's weekly newspaper, the McDonald County Press, in the little Ozark resort town of Noel, Missouri, when the Missouri State Highway Commission unveiled their new 1961 vacation highway map. It was discovered that almost all the towns in McDonald County, including the resort town of Noel, and the only highway leading to it, were missing. This omission was not only a shock, but would be detrimental to the economy of McDonald County and truly devastating for Noel, since its livelihood depended solely on vacationers. My father, Ralph Pogue, invited Noel Mayor Dan Harmon and Missouri Senator Lee Aaron Batchelor to join him to ask their state elected officials for an explanation and a solution. Unfortunately, they received an apology but little else. Dad told Harmon they at least had the power of the press, and the press was the voice of the people. They soon decided their only course was to legally secede from their parent state. The chairman of the Chamber of Commerce, Z.L. McGowan, was elected president of the new territory. Dan Harmon, vice president, Ralph Pogue, press secretary, and Missouri State Senator Lee Aaron Batchelor, secretary of state. The entire town, including mayors and officials of several sister towns in the county, joined in the effort, and the session was off and running. It turned out to be a summer I have yet to forget. I was invited out into the community to assist my father on his travels to photograph and record secession events in the area. I also volunteered to drive my first car, a 1931 Model A Ford five-window coupe with rumble seat, to transport members of the newly famed Territorial Border Patrol. Border Patrol members were armed with muzzle-loading guns and powder horns to hand out special territory visas to all persons entering the town of Noel. Visitors were required to carry the visas at all times and to show them when departing the county. The three most celebrated McDonald Territory border guards were Jim Squeak Howerton, Jim Stevens, and Jim Riley. Over the summer, hundreds of tourists asked to have their photographs taken alongside these three stalwart Territorians with their muzzle-loading guns and powder horns. Territorial Border Guard Lieutenant Jim Squeak Howerton was brought up operating bulldozers and road graders in his family's bulldozing business. He was nicknamed Squeak because he was skinny with a high-pitched voice and was well-liked for being quick-witted and outspoken. Squeak was adventurous and fearless, and I would guess to say the 50 caliber bullets wrapped around his body during the secession days were live rounds. Border Guard Sergeant Jim Stevens furnished his well-known silver Model A Ford pickup truck as the official territorial transport for the Border Guards. The summer of 63, they were granted special permission from the Kansas City Southern Railway to check passengers on the Southern Belle at the Noel Depot for territorial visas. The Border Guards would occasionally get on the train at Noel and get off at Siloam Springs, Arkansas, where they had arranged auto rides back to Noel. They were a big hit with the passengers. Suddenly, secession was on everyone's minds, and new ideas seemed to come out of nowhere. The provisional government of McDonald Territory had 30,000 stamps printed in several colors, and although not legal, all stamps were sold, and the U.S. Post Office allowed them to be attached to backs of mailed envelopes. McDonald County native Rivers Wiley suggests that Noel and the county buy the leftover signs that Texas had when Alaska was admitted to the Union. All we'd have to do is change the word largest to smallest, and then the signs would read, "Welcome to the smallest state in the Union," he advised. "When we secede, everyone will want to live here. We will be tax-free and will sell nickel beer." He also recommended the following tax program: no resale sales tax, no corporation tax, no income tax, no inheritance tax, and no thumb tax. By early July, even the Kennedy administration took notice of McDonald Territory's rebel spirit when it decided it was time to restrain the secession idea, as it was spreading to include all the Ozarks and more than just one county in Missouri. By the time August of 1961 arrived, the residents of McDonald Territory were in a positive mood and were looking back on their summer with hope and a degree of satisfaction. With livelihoods no longer in jeopardy and running quite smoothly, happiness and good cheer abounded. For my part, as a sixth-generation Missourian, born and raised in the southwest corner of the Show Me State, I learned to love and appreciate the folks who lived there.
And a great job, as always, by Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Dwight Pogue for telling us this story. Check out Dwight's book, 1961 Ozark Breakaway, the year McDonald County seceded from Missouri, on Amazon and, of course, all the usual suspects. Dwight Pogue's story, the 1961 Ozark Breakaway, here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Shh, you won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus, only at Costco.
Every generation, every sacrifice. Our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points.
You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
This is Trainer Games.
Watch it on Prime Video starting January 8th.
Ever wish you could try the Washington Post and see what all the talk is about? Right now, you can, with a one-week pass for just $7. No commitment, no strings attached. Just $7 for 1 week of unlimited access to the Post. It's the perfect way to explore our award-winning journalism and experience what subscribers already know. There's nothing else quite like it. So why not give us a try? Go to washingtonpost.com/week and start your $7 one-week pass today. That's washingtonpost.com/week.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.